once again. Riffin' with Griffin is back, and we doing it live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to your favorite podcast. Riffin' with Griffin, yeah. Woo, woo, woo. Welcome back to Riffin' with Griffin. Doing it live. Got a late start. Just one of those days. But I'm here for you. I'm talking James Corden. I'm talking Bear Attacks. I'm talking Oscar Mayer made a popsicle. I'm talking She-Hulk. I'm talking House of Dragons. And the NBA is back. So let's see what all we can talk about today. Hopefully I get to it all. But you know how it is. Everybody, welcome back to Riffin' with Griffin. Yeah, baby. All right, and we back. I should probably fade out on that, but welcome to Riffin' with Griffin, episode 206. Make sure you subscribe, share, do all that good stuff. Remember, you know, that's how that works. Also, you know, you can find me on Twitch. I'll be on Twitch most days. And if you want to be, you could be a Twitch member, you could be a YouTube member, or you could even be a Patreon member if you just want to support the show in some ways. You know what I mean? So that is what it is, and I appreciate you guys for being here once again on Riffin' with Griffin. All right, guys, now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Easy and affordable online therapy. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/Griffin to get 10% off your first month. That's better, BetterHelp.com/Griffin. All right, guys, what's up? How you doing? Glad you guys are here. Chat, welcome. I see you guys in there live, you know. Hope you got the notifications. It is what it is, you know, and that's what happens when you do stuff live, you know, sometimes. And I don't have really necessarily a set schedule because I do Tuesdays, like a busy day. You know, did King and the Sting today. I think the name's going to change. You know, we got a new set, so make sure you go check that one out too. Also, check me out on Gen to Gen with Matthew Espinoza. That little, you know, that's a little podcast that could, you know, just two guys from different generations yapping about stuff. So make sure you check that out, too. And also, don't forget, you know, Patreon and all that, and my Twitch. I Twitch a lot, too. So make sure you check. If you like gaming, and you know, I interact. So make sure you check me out there. First, you know, and I want to put this in the description. I went to Skankfest, everybody. And I got to tell you right now, Skankfest was, it was so fun. It was like more than I would have even bargained for. Yeah, I need to write that in. I wanted to put that in the description live so you guys can know what I'm talking about. Yeah, man. Skankfest was just, I can't say enough about Skankfest. It was in Vegas. It was in downtown Vegas at this place called Notoriety, this complex that they just took over. And it was, look, shout out to Luis Gomez and Big J Okerson. This, I mean, look, Luis is a character, man. If you watch him stream, or if you know, if you listen to their podcast, you know he's something else, man. So I'm just gonna be fully transparent. You know, we had like a little thing, you know, because I was on King of the Sting at the time, and I'm like, I was doing this joke where I'm downplaying my dates. If you watch Kingston, you know I used to say like 3 or 4 weeks in a row, I'm going to La Jolla, guys. You know, I would say it like that. And so then I was like doing the same thing. I'm like, hey, I'm going to Skankfest. And I said, I don't even know what I said. Something like, I don't know why I'm going to Skankfest. I said something silly like that. It was just an offhanded comment. And then I was on my stream on Twitch and you know, somebody came into the chat and they were like, hey, Griff, are you going to Skankfest? Because you're not on the website. So then I was like, oh, man, I'm not on the website. And then, you know, it went and I offhandedly said something like, you know, oh, they're not even paying a lot. You know, because I was a little bit like, hey, how come I'm not on the site? Because I want people to know I'm there. Whatever. It was a nothing to me, nothing. But, you know, you're live. A lot of people watch King of the Sting. People are watching me live, and then, you know, somebody like got that over to him and he was offended by that, you know, so he hit me up and he was like, man, if you don't want to go, why are you going? And so it turned into a whole thing, but I still went, you know, and it just, you know, and when I got there, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't, you know what I mean? It was just like, you know, I don't normally go to downtown. I didn't know what I was expecting or how it was going to be. But I just want to tell you something. Skankfest was such a good time, and it is such a great comedy event. And I mean that. It just like from everything about it. First of all, shout out to all like real true comedy nerds, man. That's the people that showed up to this. It's like diehard comedy fans. They love podcasts. They love stand-up. They love the community. They know little ins and outs about it. And they showed up in droves. It was thousands of people out there to watch and enjoy themselves and to appreciate the comics. And I felt it everywhere I went. So this thing that they've created, it's great. Because, one, it was a great hang for the comics. So now I'm seeing a bunch of comics that I don't normally get to hang out with. My boys from New York, shout out to Godfrey, who was there. Dante, who was there. Some new guys I met. You know, it was just, you know, just really great time. And, you know, it's just like a great, like, summer camp. Comic fans, we just hanging out. But what made it great is that the shows were great. TJ Miller, Tim Dillon was there. Who else was there? Dan Soder was there. You know, Lewis, Big J, you know, Kim Condon. Like, so many people were there that you just go, oh, Ty Rivera, shout out to him too. Like, you know, you see these people and go, oh, wow, we're all in the same place. So I showed up on the Thursday, and I got up in this, like, rock club show, standing room only. And from jump, they were just so excited to, like, see your comedy and be a part of it. And so, like, the fans were great. The crowds were great. The shows were great. And like I said, the comic hang was great. Just being with the comics was great. But, like, to have that and have, like, attentive crowds who just, they don't care about the sensitivity. They wanted to hear raw, in-your-face comedy, and they were all about it. And it just was, man, it exceeded all expectations. And even if I had low expectations, it overblown the expectations to the point where I'm talking about it on my podcast. I'm telling people like, yo, even comics out there, yo, comics, if you had a thing where you were like, I don't know about Skankfest, I totally get it. It's called Skankfest, right? I'm telling you, it's going to be the time of your life. It really is a fun time. And like, if I want to compare it to other festivals, there's other festivals, man. There's like this element of industry that has to be there. Like, you know, and then so there's like a certain level of like pressure and expectations that you feel like, oh, I'm performing to get a deal, or like I have to impress people that you shouldn't have to impress. There's no gatekeepers here. No gatekeepers. And if they were there, they were there as fans, and that's how you want it. It was all people that just love comedy. From all walks of life, from all over the country. It wasn't even like there was a lot of locals. People flew into Vegas just for Skankfest, and you felt that, okay? So, again, I want to thank them for inviting me, even if we had like a little weird little thing between Lewis and I that we squashed completely. I want to tell, like, it was just great. And so now I got to come out and give the message to my comic friends. I got to tell everybody who was like sort of squeamish about it or didn't know what's this about? Or if they think it's going to be this like abrasive New York septic tank, you know, Ari Shaffir and his podcast. Kill Tony was there. I did Kill Tony again. You know what I mean? It's that kind of stuff. So there was podcasts going on as well as great comedy shows. So all the comics that think like, oh, I don't know what this is about, I'm telling you, put your ego aside and just think about like comedy fans. And this is a chance to actually be in front of them and just feel the love. Robert Kelly was there. Like I just, you know, Dave Attell was there, Jim Norton, Richard Voss, like all these great comics who were just like among the people. And I can't say enough how much I enjoyed Skankfest and want to send some love and some shout outs to Luis Gomez and Big J Ogerson and all the people. The people from The Stand in New York and Rebecca from, Creek in the Cave. Everybody involved in it. It was a fabulous time, and I want to thank you for having me. And I'm telling you all, it is completely worth going next year. So, you know, you should try to go. You guys should try to go next year. And I'm going to be talking to my friends, you know, comics that don't normally go to that, I'm going to be letting them know, no, you should go. You know, it's not about money. It's really just about being in front of comedy, like real comedy fans, and being amongst your peers and just kind of feeling that like vibe where it makes you feel like, yeah, you see the brotherhood and you're like, damn, look at us. Anyways, that's it. Skankfest, y'all. Skankfest. All right, let's get into some stuff that's been going on. I wanted to talk about, I don't know if y'all heard, but James Corden, man, he had like a situation, huh? James Corden, he like was at this, apparently he was at this restaurant and he was acting out. You know what I mean? He was acting up. It's a popular New York eatery, and James Corden was an abusive customer after his order was messed up. Hey, listen, I get this. I complain about stuff, my damn self. You know, I have my moments where I'm like, you know, what the hell's going on? And there's like a good side and bad side to social media. It can be used for, like I say, it can be used for good or it can be used for bad, but you can't decide. And who can decide what's good or bad? Even like podcasting is like social media. So even me, even talking about this and other people talking about it, it just brings some light on people and their behavior and how they should act or shouldn't act. You know what I mean? And so this is like letting you know, like, whoa, you got to be careful. Even when you think about that Draymond Green situation, him punching Jordan Poole at practice, thinking this is a closed practice and we're having like a thing, you never know. Somebody's recording. So it gives you pause, you know, especially when you're in an image business, when you're in a business that it is how people feel about you is important because it leads to people watching your show or paying for your products or coming to your establishment or, you know, turning the channel to your show. And therefore that, you know, and that leads to like advertising dollars for you. It's all connected. So then it gives you a moment of being like, yo, maybe I need to not be acting out. I mean, that's really what it is, you know? So, you know, you got to ask yourself, like, what does it all mean? Like I say, man, you know, social media is a double-edged sword. There's good and there's bad, and it's not up to us to decide what is good and what is bad, you know? So, you know, sometimes people have a moment, man, you know? Sometimes you, like, you know, I'm not going to judge. I don't want to judge the guy, like, you know, but what happens is the perception is here's a rich guy, famous, and he was hitting him with the do you know who I am vibe. That's the vibe. Do you know who you're talking to vibe? And when that's being recorded, that, you know, it comes off the way it comes off. You know, he since apologized. I believe he's allowed back into the restaurant. There was two separate incidences that, you know, he was just like acting out. You know what I mean? Like, yo, man, give me my food, right? And I think we've all been there. Is it fair that it was recorded and put out there? Probably not. But the consequences of it are, it is what it is. And so it's just like a cautionary tale for people out there to be like, yo, be careful what you do, what you say, you know? You never know what you never know who's, like I say, who's recording and where this is going to come out. You know, I don't know how I feel about it. You know, I had some strong feelings about this, that recording of the Draymond Green, you know, video of him punching the guy at practice. I don't think that should have come out, but it did. So it is what it is. But I do have a problem with, like, whatever people's intentions. So that's, I guess that's really what I'm talking about. Like, what are your intentions when you do this? Like, a lot of times it's just some clout chasing stuff, man. So, like, there are a lot of times where people, like, when they screenshot DMs and like, that kind of stuff, they just trying to put that out. What's their intention? Is their intention really to, like, do some good? Or is their intention to harm or to, like, bring, like, look what I did. I caught this person, whatever it is. You never know what people's intentions are. Regardless of people's intentions, when things get out, you have to, sadly, you have to answer for that. Or in some cases, it's something like this. Like, maybe like this, like, let's say, you know, celebrities like this come into this guy's restaurant all the time and they, you know, they treat the staff a certain way. And then this guy's like, well, I don't have no recourse. So nothing I could say. That, you know, apparently in the story, James Corden was saying, like, I'm going to write a terrible Yelp review. And look, when someone like that writes a Yelp review, that could be serious damage to your business. If people just Google and it comes up, James Corden says this restaurant sucks. So this guy took his only opportunity to be like, well, we need to go to social media with this so he doesn't do that. Let's beat him to the punch. And so then now he's out here probably not really wanting to apologize, probably really feeling like, yo, the service sucked. And maybe it did. Like, what if the service really, really sucked? And so he acted out. But, like, with great power comes great responsibility. When you are, like, a public figure as big as he is with a late night talk show and, you know, he's just in the public eye, you know, your behavior, whether you're going through something or not, is going to be called into question when something like this comes out. You know what I mean? So it just, it's crazy. I am going to get Rachel back on the show. I see people in the chat. It's just like today was just one of those days, man. Sometimes you have, like, I have to get it set up. And it is a thing with Rachel. I got to set it up because she got to get ready and get dressed. She can't just go on the fly. She wants to know what we're talking about. So it is like a different setup for that. But I promise you in coming weeks, you will see the lovely Mrs. Griffin on the show. So, yeah, I don't know how you guys feel about it in the chat or if you want to talk about it on the comments. What do you think about social media the way it's being used? It can be used as a weapon, man. Social media can be used as a weapon against people. And so my problem only with it is like, we don't know what really happened. Like, did this really happen at the restaurant in this way? Because they could be lying too, man. You know, it's like they could be lying. People could say whatever you want to say. Like, I saw something about somebody came up to me who was talking about, like, oh, I don't pay my openers or something. It's some crap. Some dude, like, some coward who, like, could have easily hit me up or, like, asked me about it, went on something and is talking about this. It's like, but when people say that, like, then there's people out there who believe it, but they don't know the whole context. Like, I'm not big time. I'm not doing theaters. I'm doing clubs. And a lot of times, I'm not bringing that person. I don't know people. I don't know you. A lot of times, it's like the club itself has booked the opener and they're paying them. You know, and so I'm just there as the headliner on the weekend. And these are local people. It's not up to me to take care of somebody I don't even know, that I didn't even hire, that I didn't even get a say in who's there. That's just how that works sometimes. But the perception of it is when somebody just puts that out like that, just saying that, but now you have to answer for it. So now, somebody going to put out something, oh, Eric Griffin's cheap with his, and that's just not true. That's just not true, you know? So, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you supposed to do? You know, so I don't know. Like I say, you know, you know, sometimes something comes out about you and you just have to address it. And sometimes you don't even, whatever people think, they're going to think. You know, that's why I think sometimes it's unfair when allegations about someone go out before they are verified, before there's like a true investigation. Just somebody's like, you know, because the media is being used in the same way too. I don't think that's fair. I think it's unfair to people. I think it's like, you know, especially because it has a big impact. It can really affect someone's life, you know? And, you know, it's like you can't talk about COVID. Even using the word COVID, all of a sudden there's like fact checking. And then like there's a thing that comes on your Instagram that's like, oh, you know, and if you say something or even repost something that is like there's some sort of system where they're like, oh, we had to fact check this. And, you know, they put some kind of disclaimer, but they don't put disclaimers when somebody says something about someone else. There's no fact checking about what I'm talking about. Was there any fact checking about this James Corden thing? No, people just put stuff out and then boom, there's no follow up. There's no nothing. Just like, let me put this out and see, and to get my clout, to get my whatever, to get the likes, to get to sell magazines and newspapers, to get clicks on your podcasts and your Instagram and, you know, without any recourse, you know? So I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's a new world we're living in. And I feel like there might need to be like laws in place for this very thing. That no, you would not like. It's. I feel like we're coming to the point where it's like, no, you can't just say whatever you want about somebody. You know what I mean? No, I know. I understand. I see somebody in the chat that said it's true. He admitted it and apologized publicly. What I'm saying is, we don't know the context of what was happening. He probably was being a complete ass, okay? But what I'm saying is there is a situation where it wasn't like that. It could have been the waiter was having a bad day and he said, you know, I don't know if I've told you guys this story about how a meter maid completely lied on me. And they said whatever they said something that I had to go get a lawyer. It was a whole thing. Like people can say whatever they want. And once it gets out, you know, he has to answer for that. So even if he wasn't like, it could have been very mild, but they could have made it out to be more than it was. He could have been justified of being like, oh, I don't like this place. I'm writing a Yelp review. You know what I mean? He could have easily, you know what I'm saying? Like it could have been, you know, we don't know the level, you know, but whatever level it was, he has to come out and say something. You know what I mean? Like he got to come out and be like, hey, this is what happened. So hopefully it was resolved, you know, and it's like now you have to just be more cautious. You in the public eye, you got to be cautious, and I suggest that you do that. You know what I mean? Be freaking cautious. All right? Now a word from our sponsor. Where is it? BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com/Griffin for the discount. Man, guys, I'm all about therapy. I think therapy is important. We exercise our bodies to get better. And I think we should exercise our minds in this same way. Maintenance. Therapy is just maintenance on the brain, on the mood, on the emotions to make sure. You know, it can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling. And that's what I think therapy helps you do. It helps you organize your thoughts, helps you recognize patterns with a professional who gets that. Sometimes you need that third party, that second, you know, another set of eyes and ears and experience and knowledge to help you understand what's going on with you so you can, in a way that you never saw it before. And I think that that's really important, and BetterHelp is all about that. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists at any time. And that's important too, because sometimes you feel like you get stuck in this like relationship, and now you can like, if you're not feeling it, find a new match. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/Griffin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Griffin. Okay, y'all. What's next here? Yeah, let's get to this. So I don't know if you guys saw this freaking thing, man. Did you guys see this bear attack, man? This sucker is crazy, dude. Copyright 2022 bear attacks climber. All right. So this guy's just in Japan. Oh, man. You can't. I'm not even playing the sound, but he is going bananas. This bear. You know what I mean? Like, this is just like what's your thoughts when you see this? Like, personally, like, at this point right here, you're just kind of chilling. You look up, right? Like, you look up and you see a bear coming at you. You know what I mean? You see, like, the bear is all up in the GoPro. But luckily, he's on this cliff. And the guy is screaming and hollering, dude. This is when the high ground works. Now, here's the thing. Thankfully for this guy, this was a baby bear. And I personally think the bear was just messing around. I think, like, you know, bears, I think the bear was just kind of like, oh, what's this? What up, dude? Oh, what you doing? You climbing? Come here, man. Pow, pow, pow. And he was just messing around, lunged at him, boom. Because if this was a mama grizzly bear and that's her bear cub that's out here, this would not have gone this way. That bear would, like, with those big old claws, would have sliced him right away, and that this dude would be dead. And it's just like, how frightening is this? You know? What would you want to deal with? This bear, this baby bear on a hill like this, or you're a waiter and James Corden is going off? Which, I should make that. Let me make that a poll real quick on the chat right now. Let's say, okay, which one? Baby bear or wait on James Corden? Yeah, if you're listening right now on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, sometimes you got to listen to me live on Tuesdays. Turn on the notifications on YouTube and you will get to watch me live and be inside the you know, the chat as I do this, you know, stuff. But anyways, but thanks for listening always. I appreciate you guys. And everybody, please, like, leave a comment on the Apple podcast. If you leave a comment there, it actually helps me out with the algorithm. If you leave a comment and leave a, you know, a good review and hit the stars, you know, that helps out. So I know what you're saying. Somebody asked, is that a baby bear? I mean, yeah. In comparison to, like, a real bear, like a real full-size bear, I mean, look at it. I mean, look at this, you know, let's just look at it right here. You know, like, this is not like the big, like you could just see right here that this bear, it really does look like a teenager, you know what I mean? And you could see, oh my God, I don't even know. This is like that one. Remember when the cougar was stalking the guy? Remember when a cougar was stalking the guy? And I don't mean an older woman. Oh, you got to hear the guy scream, dude. The guy, I mean, it's just like, he's terrified. He's like, ah! I mean, like what else do you do in this situation? A freaking big ass bear is coming at you. Whew. I don't know. I don't know if I've never really dealt with like a wild animal like this before. I would love to hear people's stories. Has anybody had like a situation like this, like a bobcat in the yard? There was that other one where the woman was like, had her kid. She had her kid, you know, on her, like she was holding onto a baby or a kid. And there was a bear in her backyard, bigger than this one. And the bear was on the thing. And the dog was like barking. And she saw the bear. She was thinking about her dog. And she goes over and pushes the bear off of the fence. Did y'all see that one? Pushes the bear off the fence and then you know, just kind of like grabs her dog, like, come on. Like, I guess when you in that mode, when you're on that mode, like what do you even do? You know? Oh, I got it right here, y'all. This is great. You know, so let's get this. Oh, I have to you guys don't hear this, but I have to watch this ad. All right, here we go. Hold up. So this is what's happening. This is this video right here. I don't know if you guys saw this back in the day, but this is what I'm saying. You talk about dealing with a bear? A bear, y'all? Look at this big ass bear. There's like a and it's a mama bear too with some cubs. Like those are like real baby cubs. Wow. And then the bear is like, get away from my. Oh my God. Like, why is this? Like, why is that other thing on the screen? What is that? I don't want to see that. There we go. I mean, she straight up. Ugh, I hate that. She straight up pushes this. This is a terrible version of it. Anyways, you saw it. I mean, imagine. You know, you see your a bear swiping at your dogs. You know what I mean? And then you just some lady comes out and just pushes the bear. I just like, I don't even know if I want to, like, what do you think about living at a place where a bear could just be in your backyard? Like, this is one of these things where, like, this bear, like, first of all, the bear just is strolling up with its kids, you know? I guess, you know what I think about? This is funny. Like, wait, let me see if I can get a better version of it. This is like, I guess this is what we do. You know, I guess, and this is like a teen or something. I guess we're kind of doing the same thing, man. We're doing the same thing when we go to like Yellowstone Park with our kids. You know, we go to Yellowstone Park with our kids and we're just walking with our kids, you know, because that's what this is. We're walking with our kids, right? And then like some bear comes, you know what I mean? And then like our dog or something is there. This dog's like, what are you doing? Dog's like, get away from our thing. You know? And then the little dog, and the mom's like, get off my. Wow. And she grabs the dog. Y'all, I'm just telling you right now. I guess I'm not a dog owner, so I don't want to say I would never do this. But when I see this, I go, I don't think I'd ever do this. It's like, I don't know. Do people live in an area where just dogs just be out there like that? Who, you know, that's crazy to me. I see that and I just go, I don't know if it might be time to move. You know what I mean? Like, I'm moving, y'all. I'm moving. All right, let's go into some reviews, man. Let's go into some reviews of some stuff. She-Hulk, I can't wait to watch the. I haven't seen the series finale. Oh, the season finale yet. But, or was that the season finale? I don't even know if I talked about it or not. But I think She-Hulk finally is heating up. Can't wait to watch the final. It's good. And I'm watching some other shows that I want to talk about too. Interview with a Vampire is really good. Y'all got to check that out. Interview with a Vampire. Dope. Really like what they're doing. But She-Hulk, yeah. I think that there's like a few episodes of She-Hulk where I'm just kind of like, pfft. I don't think that it was unnecessary that like the stuff with the other suit, the villain girl and trademarking She-Hulk, all that storyline was garbanzo beans. The storyline of like somebody trying to steal She-Hulk's blood and then Daredevil showed up, who's also a lawyer, so it made sense. You know, all that was great. I enjoyed that. So I enjoyed the first two episodes and I enjoyed the last three episodes. I think that's what the show should have been, you know. But it's different. I really liked it. And the girl that plays She-Hulk, she's like a really great actress, you know what I mean? I like how you guys would rather deal with the baby bear than wait on James Corden. But I knew you guys would do that because you're trying to be funny. But I get it. It's cute. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to watching the last episode of She-Hulk. So we'll see. You know what I mean? We will see. But that's really, let's not even get into that one. Let's actually get into like the one I really want to talk about. And that's House of the Dragon. Man, House of the Dragon is really heating up. I don't really like the time jump. I don't like the time jump. But I guess they're doing this to like, as this first season is like, hey, let's show you where it started, kind of get an idea of what's happening with the characters, and this is how, you know, it works, and where they're sort of their origins, and then here we are now with it. You know, I think all the actors and actresses from the first parts of the series have done pretty good, you know. And yes, I do respond to comments, but don't be a needy bitch, okay? Yeah, so I thought it was like a little slow. I don't think there's enough violence of the time that it, like, of this sort of era of genre that it's representing, this sort of medieval, you know, intrigue, killing, and, you know, women get treated a certain way, and there's dragons, and, you know, it's like a brutality that's going on, and there's a lot of politics, and I think that, you know, they've kind of toned down the sex and the violence, I think, from because of the time we're living in right now, and I think some of the backlash they got from the first season of the first series, you know, Game of Thrones, because, you know, first few seasons of Game of Thrones, man, there was just a lot of raping and pillaging going on, and it was like, but it felt accurate for the times. But it doesn't necessarily mean you have to show it. But at the same time, you want to know that that's going on. Like, there's still a way to do it where you don't necessarily have to show it. We don't need to see it, but we need to know it's happening so we can get a sense of, like, this is the world we live in. And they kind of doing that in this show because the dude that's playing the young Aegon, he's, like, terrible. You know, he's just like a, you know, he raping housemaids and he got kids all over the city. He got kids all over of what's the name of the main city? You know what I mean? So and so we cut to this point now where, like, you know, King Viserys, I think I'm saying it right, you know, he's been ravaged by whatever disease that is. I think it's cancer. It looks like cancer because I've actually seen someone like that. They didn't know what cancer was at the time, you know, but that's what cancer does. I've seen like a few sort of homeless people with their face eaten away because they got cancer and they don't got the resources to go to the doctor. It's really sad, but it's like that's what it looks like, you know. And so he's got this cancer. It's eating away at him and, you know, but he's just like trying to like bring his family together and it's just not going well. You know what I mean? Like, his daughter is not having sex with his black blonde-haired husband. Only reason why I bring up that he's black with blonde hair is his kids ain't black with blonde hair. These kids that she's supposedly having with him, because she was having sex with the other dude, the soldier. But you could tell she has a lot of love for the guy, though, that they made a pact a long time ago that let's just do our duty. Let's do our duty, but you do what you want to do, I'll do what I want to do. And then the other guy who she was having sex with, he didn't want to be a side piece, right? He didn't want to be a side piece, and I think he's still in love with her and mad about that. So he sort of befriended the queen, so they mad because her kids got passed over because she was named the heir, even though he had a son with her. So there's all this like sort of political intrigue going on because she want her and her father want her son to be the king, but the king loves his daughter and wants her to be the heir. So they got the two families, you know, fighting with each other. And then like the black dude from House Velaryon or whatever it is, you know, he can't have kids. He obviously shooting blanks. They tried. It didn't happen. And he's gay. He want to be with this dude. And then the other dude who's in love with the princess, you know, he kills the lover of the gay dude. And so he, you know what I mean? It's like all that was the most brutal. That was like real brutal. That dude, he needs to be put down. He don't kill two people needlessly already. All right. So anyways, so you have that, right? And then the queen's kids, they some bastards. They, you know, like not bastards, like real bastards. They just not, they tough. They not good dudes. Like the one son, the oldest son, who's the heir, who they want to be heir. Like I said, he's out here raping bedmaids and, you know, the chambermaids and stuff like that. And then the queen has to come in and clean it up, you know. And then he out in the streets, you know, he got a bunch of kids out in the streets. You know, and then the other son who got his eye cut off, cut out by the princess's kids, he is, you know, I don't know if he's evil, but you can tell he got a chip on his shoulder. He done stole the dragon from the black family, you know, because the mother killed herself because she couldn't give birth. And so she went out to her dragon and was like, kill me, you know, set me on fire, dragon. So that was crazy. So her dragon was unclaimed. And then the prince goes out. Oh, spoiler, by the way. Sorry. You know what I mean? So, you know, anyways, so the guy, he goes, he's fighting with his nephew's cousins, the you know, his sister's kids, you know, who are his nephews, even though they're the same age, you know, because he knows they're not really the sons of the black dude. So there's tension there. And then they're thinking too that if the princess dies, that one of these like bastard kids is going to end up being king. So they got some chips on their shoulder with that. And then the one kid, he couldn't get a dragon. So then, like, you know, he went out and stole this dragon, and that caused a fight. That's why he got stabbed. Now they did a time jump, and the time jump is where now he's a little bit older now, but he should actually be king. You know what I mean? He reads philosophy and he's a warrior. You know, he actually beat the captain of the guard guy, you know? He like beat him at practice. And so he's like equipped, you know? And so it's like, it's so interesting that the bloodline stuff is more important than ability and worthiness, you know? So I say all that to say that I think that they're setting up some good stuff for season two. So the final episode is coming up on Sunday, and we find out what happens. Because it was a great, like, I don't know if you know, it was a great, like, you know, the one, you know, the wife of the other black dude, the heads of the Valyrian house, you know, he went off to battle. He'd been gone 6 years, and now she's, like, trying to figure out who's going to be the heir of this family now. Because she was supposed to be the queen of the, you know, the main queen. And then that got taken away from her because she's a woman. So, you know, all that stuff is going on. So it's interesting. And then she like does this great rescue escape, you know, because the main thing, too, is that the queen, the main queen, she misunderstood the king on his deathbed. Like, there's some prophecy, and I think the prophecy is about, you know, what we know as House of Dragons. I mean, not House of Dragons, of Game of Thrones. So, there, you know, so he in his like delirium of like dying is talking about, you know, that prophecy, and the queen misunderstands him and thinks he's saying that he wants his son on the throne. But they were going to find a way to usurp the princess anyway. And so that's why a big battle is coming in the final episode. So we'll see, man. We will see. But I really like what's happening. And I do think they're setting up a great season two where I don't think there's going to be some time jumps. But they do have, you know, 172 years to work with, because that's what they originally said. Was it 172 or was it 372 years? Whatever how many years it is, they have a lot of time where they could be like, all right, here's a whole new, if they wanted to, they could be like, here's a whole new set of Targaryens that we're going to deal with. And that's also a tricky way to not pay people. I'm just talking about some inside actor stuff, because, you know, once people get to like the third season or something, that's when money starts to, you know, so that's a way of being like, we don't want these actors and actresses to get too famous where we're going to have to start paying them. So what we'll do is we'll just time jump 50 years. And here's a whole new cast. I mean, they might do that. Who knows? So we'll see how that goes. But it's good. I like it. It's good. If you haven't watched it, you should watch it. All right, so check that out, guys. All right, let's finish up with this other story that I wanted to get into. Let me get back to my other background. Yeah, I'm doing a one-man show, doing it all by myself. All right, let's get back to... So, guys, I don't know if you know Oscar Mayer. Like, this is crazy. But Oscar Mayer unveils hot dog flavored pops, a popsicle, and they're calling it cold dogs.
What?
Cold dogs, y'all? Cold dogs. This is one of these situations where just because you can doesn't mean you should. Right? Not everything needs to be made into a flavor for a popsicle, ice cream, or whatever that is. That sounds disgusting. You hear what I'm saying? That sounds absolutely disgusting. I don't even know what to say about that. But get out of here, man. Get out of here with that nonsense. You know what I mean? Like, who's going to try this? Like, you know, why would you try this? Why? I have no idea. Like, what's the next flavor going to be? Like, I don't want, like, those two things don't seem to be a popsicle. Like, I don't want a breakfast popsicle. I don't want, like, a popsicle that tastes like eggs and bacon. I don't want cold-ass eggs and bacon. Like, that doesn't even make any sense to me, right? I mean, I don't know what you guys think of this, but that, you know, what are you guys thinking? You know, like, does that sound like something that you find delicious? Like, popcorn, yeah. Maybe peanut butter and jelly could be a popsicle, maybe, you know, but a hot dog, and then it's got a picture of mustard. Like, what are we talking about, y'all? What are we talking about? Like, I'm sorry. That is not something that anybody should want to freaking have. Oof. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to, all right. That's just, I don't know. That's all I want to talk about. And I know I did say I was going to talk about the NBA. You know what I mean? All this time I was doing this. The NBA is starting today, and I am excited about the NBA, but I want to do a proper NBA preview probably next week after a week of games have gone by, and let's see where we're at. Can the Warriors repeat? I don't know. Is LeBron James' age finally going to catch up to him like Tom Brady's age is catching up to him and all this off-court stuff? Is Russell Westbrook going to get traded? Are they going to be able to work together? Are the Suns going to get back to being a top-notch team? Philadelphia, is James Harden going to look good? How are the Celtics going to deal with not having their coach after going to the championship? Is this going to be Milwaukee's year to get back to the championship? And now that Denver has Jamal Murray back and that other dude that got hurt, now, are they a contender in the West now that they have the MVP of the league, you know, of the regular season, the Joker? Are they going to make themselves as the best team in the West? We shall see. I'm going to be talking about the NBA a lot, and also going to be talking about the NFL as we finish off the NFL season. So look out for that. That's coming your way also, guys. That's coming your way also. All right. So let me see. I got some beats from my guy. Let's see. This is some more beats from my guy, Chris Yu, for our rap recap. I want to thank everybody for being here. I want to thank you once again. We finished the show, and tell a friend. I don't pretend. Coming at you. NBA season. It's about to start. Don't look down, I'm about to fart. In my car. Woo! House of Dragons is lit. Man, that show was legit. I hope they don't quit. Eric King is the shit. How we do it with them cold dogs? Might as well have bullfrogs.
that's me, I'm Boss Hog. Rap recap, so you know where it's at. I do it like that. It's never slack.
All right, y'all. Ah, that's such dad shit. Anyways, thanks for being here, guys. And shout out to Chris Yu for that beat. And anybody want to make a beat, send it to me. And, you know, it might make the end of the show. But you guys have been great. Thanks for watching Riffing with Griffin. And I will see you next week. Let's hear that beat again. Yeah. Thank you, y'all. See you later.